Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. So we often think of Islam as a set of like rulings, like prayer, fasting, charity, hajj, and jihad and other things. Or we give priority to those rulings. And they are like foundational, like they are pillars, they are central. But Imam Ridha alayhi salam tells us something deeper. He says, these pillars are not complete on their own. They need something else to reach their full purpose. So, it says, indeed, imama, is the growing root of Islam and its lofty branch. Through the imam, prayer, charity, fasting, hajj, jihad, the collection of spoils and charities, the execution of divine limits and rulings, and the protection of like frontiers and borders are all completed. It's all through the imam. So imamate is not just a title, it's the root that nourishes the entire tree of faith and the branch that rises above everything else. Everything in Islam, every act of worship, every law, every aspect of community life is completed through the imam. What does this mean? That prayer, fasting and all, they don't reach their full reality without the imam. Not because God doesn't accept them, but because the imam is the one who shows how to do them properly. It reminds me of this, like, this thing that is narrated from, like, Shaitan that said, I would worship you, your God, I will worship you for thousands of more years, but don't ask me to prostrate at the feet of Adam. Don't ask me this one thing. I don't want to show humility to Adam. I don't want to do sajda at his feet. But I will worship, I will do anything else. But Allah says, you have to do it the way I say, not do the thing that you like. You have to worship me the way I like, not the way you want. So the imam is the living guide. Without guidance, rituals become empty movements. So this is why Imam Ridha alayhi salam says imamate is the growing root of Islam. It's not static. It grows, it nourishes, it produces fruit. And it's the lofty branch too. It rises above everything else because it connects the community to God's authority on earth. Think about it. All like prayer, fasting, they are central. For example, prayer without a model of the imam is like incomplete. Fasting is essential, but fasting without the example of imam, the imam lacks its like full depth. And all the rest are the same. So Imam Ridha alayhi salam actually lists everything, but all of them depend on the imam. All of it is completed through the imam. So not having faith in imama is like just missing out on something far greater than any other thing, and then get busy with the other things. And, you know, as if you select to choose to neglect one great and important thing and then say, okay, I will do the little things then. That would not be accepted. So inshallah, we'll be true followers of the Imam and truly accept Imam as a great pillar of Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.